Namo Namaha, good morning. Welcome all to the 9th International Day of Yoga. In 2014, Indian Prime Minister at United Nations proposed to celebrate International Day of Yoga with the backing of 175 countries. United Nations agreed to celebrate International Day of Yoga on the 21st of June every year. First was held in 2015. 21st of June is in the northern hemisphere is the longest day. In the southern hemisphere where we are in, it is the shortest day. The southern hemisphere is the shortest day, but after 21st, it gives us a hope that days will be longer. In both cases, it is aligned with sun. It is both cases, southern hemisphere aspiration to move towards the sun, and in the northern hemisphere, it's the longest day. In both cases, it is aligned with the sun. So, 21st of June, International Day of Yoga, is talking about light. We talked about Asatoma Jyotirgamaya, moving towards the light. In both cases, it is talking about yoga. It is defining the another meaning of yoga. Yoga means light. Yoga means moving away from darkness towards the light. Yoga means moving away from ignorance towards the light. Yoga is moving away from depression, anxiety to illumined mind. Yoga conveys that message. 21st of June indicates light. In the yoga, to pray, yoga makes our body strong, makes our mind stable, helps us to connect within. Yoga, another meaning of yoga means yogyata. Yogyata means it enables to acquire qualities to move up in our lives. Yogyata means acquiring. It is enabling us, empowering us to acquire necessary skills so that we can move up in life. Yoga, practice of yoga, strengthens the body. Body is important component of our personality, but it's not the only one component. Body is one of the components of our personality, like a car. We have a car, body is like a vehicle. We are a traveler, we are aspiring to travel long distance in our life. Not only long, we have to travel higher in our life. We don't want a frequent breakdowns in our life. If the frequent breakdowns are there, our time is spent only in breakdown maintenance. We don't want to spend our time between the shunting, between the hospitals, keep the body healthy. We want to maintain the body healthy, and in the insurance company, if you are taking a car insurance, then they ask us, where do you usually park your car? They ask that one. If I say I leave it in the supermarket, every day my premium will go up. So in yoga talks about, you should be mindful of where you park your body and mind. You can't park your body and mind wherever you want. Where you are parking, where you parking your car, it is yoga is talking about. How you park and who are the neighboring people around you when you are parking. And the lifestyle, what are your lifestyles? It is yoga is talking about. In Bhagavad Gita is called as a foundation text of yoga shastra. Yukta aharasya viharasya, yukta chestasya karmasu, yukta swapna avabhodasya, yogo bhavati dukkaha. Yoga, yogyata, it is talking about, you should be mindful of where you are parking your car. Yukta ahara, what type of food you are eating? Like in a car, in a petrol station, if the manufacturer recommends 98 fuel or 91 fuel, I can't put a diesel. And so, I should be mindful of food what I am eating. Yukta aharasya viharasya, and come what weekend, on Friday, I stay up to 1 o'clock, and on the Sunday morning, I wake up, stay up to 1 o'clock in the previous night, wake up at 12 o'clock, it is not a discipline. You have to maintain the vehicle, you should have a discipline. Without a discipline, you can't progress. In the like employer says, you have to have a discipline, what time you have to log in and log out. We should have discipline for our own life. This body, we are the owner of this body. After all, it is our body. It is not, we are not living for others. It is our responsibility to maintain this body. We are the owner of this body. If I don't like the car, I can sell it. But you have to deal with this one. You have to have a good body even at the age of 80, even at the age of 90. You have to aspire. Our logo is live in bliss for 100 years. It logo says we have to aspire to live for 100 years. So I should be mindful of looking after myself. I have to maintain such a way that this is a vehicle is worthy of life's journey. I'm a journey, I should not be whinging. Oh, this body is not good. And yoga, my mind level, it illumines the droopy mind and makes a droopy mind into a dynamic mind. A practice of yoga calms the dynamic mind. When it comes, it is goes within, settles within, seeks within. A person who has settled within alone can find stability in the outer world. If I can't settle within, I see this whole world is a chaotic world. And I will be leading a chaotic life. The chaotic life and yoga, practice of yoga. In the fluid dynamics, they talk about resistance to flow of fluid is called as viscosity. In electrical engineering, they talk about resistance to flow of electricity, it's called as ohm. Why ohm? You know that if you are near the transmission line, high transmission line, you hear the resonance. That resonance sounds like ohm. That is why that resistance to flow of electricity is called as ohm. And in the body, the energy is not flowing properly. If my body is not able to tap into the positive energy from outside, it is called as roga. It is not yoga. If I am not able to tap into the positive energy, that is called as roga, means sickness. Absence of disease alone is not sickness. Not able to unleash the full potential is called as roga. In the scriptures talking about what is sickness, unable to tap into the unleash the potential. One who is not able to unleash the potential, it is called as roga. It is contrary to yoga. Yoga is the foundation of yoga. Yoga, the purpose of yoga, unleash your potential. Lead an illumined life. That is, yoga is contrary to roga. The yoga is another definition, moving away from roga to yoga by tapping into the positive energy. Physically strong, mentally strong, physically, spiritually connected. Now, what you see across the world is slowly tilting towards roga, slowly tilting towards illness. The health of the World Health Index, if you see, slowly it is tilting towards the sickness. Why? Because more and more people are becoming selfish in their life. Everyone is asking, what is in for me? As people are living for themselves, and slowly world is tilting towards the sickness. The sickness, the wellness, yoga is talking about wellness. Wellness means selfish life. When you start leading a life for yourself, the world, there won't be any health in the world because of the sickness. Currently in the world, there are 27 wars are happening across the world. Only on the media now, mainly on Ukraine and Russia is there, and Sudan is there. But 27 wars are happening. It is leading to wars, unrest, social unrest, environmental catastrophes, global warming, and over-exploitation of resources, water scarcity. These are all because of illness. People have become very selfish. Countries have become very selfish. They are only focused on themselves. Because of that, the world is tilting towards the illness. World is tilting towards the illness. When yoga talks about, you have to look after yourself. Yes, you have to look after, pay attention to yourself. But when it comes to your family, you should be able to sacrifice your personal comforts for the family. When it comes to the community, you should be able to sacrifice your family's interest for the community. When it comes to the country, you should be able to forego the community's interest for the country. Okay, for the community. Country is important first. When it comes to the world, the country leaders must be able to forego the country interest for the world. When the world is there, then only country exists. If the country cannot exist, if the world is in chaos, country cannot exist if there is a chaotic world. So we should, the country leaders, we all should global. The one of the management principle is think global, act local. Whatever you have do, it will have a global implication. Our country leaders, policy makers must think about the world first, not the self-interest first. Turn attention within. Now, because of the self-interest, the countries, Australia, all the countries, they are in a firefighting mode, reactive approach. Australia spends Australian budget is about $650 billion. Out of that, 17% is spent on the healthcare, about $110 billion. About $30 billion they spend it on the aged care. It is an overstretched budget. They say they do not have enough budget. They are investing on illness. What yoga is talking about, invest on the wellness. Make that your health is priority, not to rely on the health minister to look after you, not to rely on your government to look after you, not to rely on your family to look after you. Take the empower yourself, practice yoga, look after yourself. When you start looking after yourself, you're physically well, mentally well, spiritually well, you become a great asset for the community. That person becomes a great value for the community. The yoga says, the change must happen from here. Don't expect the global leaders, world leaders to bring about the change. The change must happen from within, and you be the starting point. Make a change from now on. You make a sankalpa on that resolution on the International Day of Celebration. Every day I will spend at least 20 minutes for myself, for my own investment. This is my responsibility to maintain this body. And if you say you don't have time, go to bed 20 minutes early, get up 20 minutes early, and every day, without fail, I will spend at least 20 minutes for myself, for physical, enabling myself physically, calming myself mentally, some breathing exercise, and meditation. 20 minutes, you make a sankalpa. International Day of Yoga is not about rolling out your mat once a year. it's spreading out for once a year. It is a 365 days affair. 365 days an affair. It is not once a year. We are just celebrating this one to remember we have been celebrating 365 days. And someone said, I met you last year. Last year, after 365 days yoga, it is not the International Day of Yoga celebration. 365 days a year, you had to practice. Then culmination on International Day of Yoga and start again. May the change happen from you. Take the ownership for your life. Yoga enables you.